I have nothing to talk about. Empty handed. I'm not a cook. That's a flat.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go back to my room without saying anything. If you ask some question, I will answer. Is that right? I want to spend just 1 hour with you. If you have some questions, please ask me. This is because you are such a pretty long time and you have not much problem to follow our schedule. So you have maybe you have time to think something else. That is maybe the reason. At first, as we as it is difficult to follow our schedule and to know exactly what you do in gender. First of all, you think about about your gender energy. That will be the first thing you think about. But more and more you feel as if you can do pretty well. I think that is the main reason. I think that is not so good, but that is anyway that will be the problem for the students who stay pretty long time here. So, if it is so, I must give you a big trust. But now I want to ask you, I have a question. Why do I give you a class? Because your practice is not so good. What will be the reason for giving like that? Class. When you just wake up, you don't have so many things in your mind. Your mind is clear. And while your mind is clear, you have to come to remember. And our practice should be continuous, pure practice. But that is not so easy. So, but if something appears already, it can't be helped. You shouldn't fight with it. Even so, even you have problem, your mind is not clear, you should come. That is what you should do. Encourage that kind of practice. I give you a plus. If you are still in bed, in a panita, someone will go to release in general. That is usually, it is, we understand it is not so good. But once it happens in that way, it can't be helped. And even though we go and catch it, but it is not because your practice is bad. We don't understand in that way. Something already happened. We should not keep searching. But we should encourage him to have good practice. That's all. Do you have some other questions? Be careful. Do you see something? Color? Even though you open your eyes? Blue, yellow. Something like psychedelic maybe because do you have some experience of drugs? Maybe that is how you think of something like that. Association. I don't know exactly why. Because I don't see any car. My enemy is Gorgi. That's all. Do you see some car? Droginess or car? Gorgi. You have the same experience? You see the car?
When you're
Communication is usually something which happens between two. But that is one-sided understanding of communication. The way we can communicate is that between two there is some oneness is there. That is why we can communicate. Okay. Communication is something which happens between two. And at the same time, communication will be the same understanding through well, to reach same understanding and communicate. So it is actually based on same understanding, which doesn't happen, looks like happens, does not happen before you communicate. That's why it's potentiality, possibility, before you communicate. So it is not actually true. This is just two ways of understanding. Do you understand? That I can speak to you is because there is possibility. For you and for me to reach same understanding. So if if we try to communicate without sticking to one's own view too much, the communication is possible. But if you do not give up one-sided view of yours, communication is not possible. Only when one of the two parties give up its own viewpoint and set them different, the communication is possible. Both of them in turn take the other viewpoint, the communication is possible. Is it that so? The problem of communication is problem of viewpoint or ego. If you stick to your ego, communication is not possible. It takes a long, long time. Maybe a waste of time sometimes. So one of the two should give up its own viewpoint. And feel sympathetic to others, that is the only way to communicate. Meaning of the word. Yeah, if you chant in English, naturally, you know, you will think about the meaning too. But it is not actually. It is something which appears. It comes to your mind immediately you see the character, immediately you say something. It is not just sound. The Prajna Paramita Sutra is the meaning of the sutra is about emptiness. So the each word suggests you the reality of the emptiness. So especially when you chant Prajna Paramita Sutra, it is just words which suggest you the emptiness. It is like you cross your legs and you have your mudra and you take breathing, sensing. maybe before you understand the meaning of the sutra, then you may be wondering in your mind, what does it mean? Then that is not Dhaga. That is reading. Do you understand? The chanting sutra is something which you can do after you know the meaning. It is not reading. It is expressing your understanding through words. Do you understand the difference? Difference between reading and chanting is chanting is something you do after you know the meaning, after you have some confidence in your understanding of the sutra. So your mind does not wander. The chanting encourages your chanting. And if you chant, chanting encourages your speech or understanding, actualize your understanding with your voice. That is chanting. Reading is to think about it. That doesn't mean. I don't understand. That is reading. Do you understand? You can't struggle with your resistance. That is okay, you did. Or else you will not stay here. Why you stay here is to struggle with your resistance. That is okay, you did. That is why you are here. The struggle makes sense. Dhajan is not something. Dhajan is, Dhajan says, Dhajan is the most comfortable and easy practice. He says, but this is not so for us. For us, Dhajan is something difficult. But anyway, we think we have to continue. What? Why you are if you sit, you feel better. Even when you sit, your dozen is not so calm, but much better than not perfect. It is, you know, you feel some resistance or doubt, you know. But if you do something else, you may feel it in the same way, I think. That is not problem, not problem of dragon, but problem of you, you know. Problem is always with you. So if you're feeling better, you should think more. And you should try to solve that problem. That is, you know, why you think. So Zazen will be the shortcut to solve that problem which you have, which human beings have. Actually, you know, because it is not because there is the Sahara or Zen Center. That you see. It is something we should do. Whether there is Zen or not. Wherever you are, that is the problem we have, actually. And that is the problem we should confront with. Okay? Nothing. It is not problem of them. You understand? You may feel, you know, your parents, you know, encourage you to go to Sahara. That is why you came to Sahara. You may, I don't know, something, that kind of feeling you have in some corner of your heart. But this is so. But actually, the problem you have is not your parents' problem, or my problem, or Zen Center's problem. And the problem we all human beings have to solve the problem, that problem, this problem is this problem. Okay? Hi.
I'm looking at a poem which uses the English word transmigration. Can you say something about how it might be
transmigration? It is. Did you have koan mood?
Yes.
And you, did you get through the koan?
Yes.
Okay. And next one is transmigration?
No.
No?
This is a long list. Many people are given this long list after you. And this is
one of the, one part of it. Huh?
I
Who is your teacher? But all the teachers are different, but same thing. Why? You know, trans, why we say transmigration? When you say transmigration, underlying thought is each individual being, you know, each being. Is it that so? Transmigration happens, you know, because there are many things. Do they exist? That's my view. Because none of these exist. Literally, one thing to the other. That is transmigration, isn't it?
In
many ways. For Patricia. For we don't exist. Transmigration doesn't exist. And still it is. So it is something, you know, beyond words. you should, you know, point out at actual fact. That is how you pass current. If you drink a cup of tea, this is transmigration. Without, you know, saying, explaining it by logic. So you should be, you know, caught by words anyway, but you should catch the actual fact, which includes the score. That is called Sada. Because your answer is not actual. You stick to words. And as you ask me the explanation of it, you may be thinking in the same way. So that is why they say they do not say yes. Even so, intellectual understanding is necessary and it will help. But that is just help. The actual core cannot be like that. It is direct experience. But this kind of philosophy will help to have direct experience. And this kind of logic will lead your practice and will show you the right path instead of wandering about. I think that is pretty good. You should be, I think, exact your energy. You should be always in complete combustion. That is fact. Well, that is, I think, pretty good. That is why we do not take so very strong food. And we do not take too much drink. You will be always a little bit sitting, driving. But still you must sit. That this kind of practice will help your actual practice. You will not. This is how we put the snake into the bamboo. snake is too strong, it wouldn't go into the bamboo. So limited we have sleep and food, when snake is eating drug. No. No. Suppose not. Outside of the center. Yeah. Even though you are outside of the center, I want you to sit 1 period a day, maybe pretty different. Morning time is best. Get up earlier than usual and decide your place where you sit, and every day if you sit, which this kind of position. That is right. And in everyday activities, you should be concentrated on what you do. Or, in other words, you should treat people or tools as if you decide to sit or eat some meal bar. Carefully follow up the steps, thinking those are all Buddha. And sometimes your boss or your friend may not understand what you are doing, but even though they don't understand, you should practice your own way with good mind. In particular, in this part of the big world, wherever you go, people need it. If you have the right spirit, people need it. Without you, doesn't make sense. We say to shine one corner of the world, one corner, just one corner. So if you shine one corner, then people around you will be will feel better. You should be always, you should feel as if you are carrying umbrella for the people. To stay away from the heat or rain. So it is rather difficult to take hold of an umbrella. But still, that is Buddhist duty. And without umbrella, they don't feel good, actually. It is not arrogant. Arrogant. But it is actually, it is so. Because we are too much involved in self-centered practice, self-centered life. For instance, you know, a Buddhist sometimes go out for takuhatsu. At war time, sometimes I went to takuhatsu. And if they are making bits of shelter, from the bomb. I help them. I'm not so strong, but I did help them. And I transplanted cucumber or eggplant around the beach because we get more good dirt from the, you know, from the and planted cucumber around the place. So sometimes I help you that way. If you do not need this, even though you do not, you may not use the plants, you may, you can eat cucumber. So I prepare cucumber, vegetable garden, and strength. How about it? And they ask. So wherever you go, if you have this kind of attitude, this kind of feeling, you can help people quite easily. And sometimes people are, you know, sleeping, exposing their belly to the sun. Many people. So, sometimes I help them to cover the face. They are very happy, you know, to see me. And I'm very happy too. If you have that kind of feeling, you have no trouble. And you can help people quite easily without anything. With empty hand you can help people. And there's no need to give lecture like this. That will be how you can help. Any questions?
What is laziness?
Laziness is determined. As we said, laziness. So, when you feel lazy, some place I see. People in the city are working hard, very hard. And our practice looks like very difficult. But actually, I don't know which is more difficult. Our life at the Sahara or city life, I don't know which. In many ways, we are supported by city people. And this we are lazy, this is awful. And on the other hand, you know, so we are James students. People may think we are doing something good here, but if you are lazy, and if you are not doing actually, something in some way, people may expect it is a kind of deceptive practice. But we should not be late, especially when you are at the Sahara. When you are sitting, maybe okay. Allowable. But if you are monk, or if you are Zen center, you cannot be late.
If you
know exactly what you are doing and what people are doing, then you will make your best effort. That's why there's no other way. But maybe because you think you are doing something good here, that is why you become lazy. What is this? Anyway, we must make best effort. Should mean maybe it is so, because we know how things are going. We know Dhamma. Dhamma is maybe the idea of should. Or actually, things are going Dhamma. And we human beings think Dhamma in two ways. So we must say su. These and su, these orders, make one fair. When you Dhamma is where things are, so it is the world of to be. But for human beings who is selfish, who have self, because we have self, so to be equals self. For hummingbird, you know, to be always to be, for cat to be, is enough. They don't need soup. But unfortunately, we have choice. So, if we want to follow Dhamma, we have to say soup. So, if the teaching doesn't sound like truth, it is not true teaching. That will be the word you remember, isn't it? It looks like so, because of our ego center practice, because of our idols, to use fire, to use airplane is actually idol practice. And we human beings create many things to be idol, and we have many choices. So, should we have word should. But should equal to be. To be is more strict word for us. Should is not so strict as to be for human beings. There's some way to escape from it. To be is very strict, very cold, cold truth from which you cannot escape. But you think should is awful, to be much better, but that is opposite, isn't it? So, to be, before you attain the stage of to be, you must practice very hard, so that you can just follow the Dhamma. Because to follow our schedule is a kind of practice to follow, so that we can follow the truth. One more question, please. Hi.